We're very pleased to have moved on to the next stage. The DeSafio team sailed a very, very good regatta, and our hats are off to them. They provided plenty of competition, and sailed very well.
Is it happiness, relief? How would you describe it?
Oh, we're happy, pretty relieved, because for us it was only one way it could really go. It was always going to be a, look at how badly they're stuffing it up rather than, how well they're sailing. So, there's a lot of pressure on the team to, well, I guess a lot of expectation on the team to potentially win in, a better fashion than what we did, but we're very pleased with the way we're sailing.
Do you think it's the right preparation for the next level?
I guess that can only really be answered in a couple of weeks, but we're very pleased with where the team's at, but we've got a long list of things we know we need to improve on now going into the final, and we'll take a couple of days just to regroup and come up with some priorities that we have to improve, and obviously we've got some weaknesses still to plug up, but I think you'd be a bit nervous if you were here and not sort of feeling like there's any room left to improve.
Can you share any of the things that you're working on?
Oh, I think some are visual, some aren't. It's certainly we take a very good look at our moding where we're going to set up against Luna Rossa, and we've still got a few days to obviously just keep working on improving the boat.
Dean, so much has been said, it's like Dean Barker against Jimmy Spittle coming through the barn doors in the Wild West, but I mean, do you see it like that in the start sequence?
I think a lot has been said about the way James started against the BMW Oracle, and we haven't studied their starts yet, but we'll be spending a lot of time analysing the way they've been sailing, not only around the start but also around the track, and then we'll just look at what opportunities there are and how we're going to race them.
But you've handled yourself well against Jimmy on the World Match Racing Tour in the past, haven't you, apart from the America's Cup boats?
Yeah, well, I think what we're going to be up against is a very, very strong team. They certainly lifted their game significantly against BMW Oracle and, sailed a very impressive series. And, it's no question they're going to be very formidable opponents, and we'll have to be sailing equally as well to have a chance to beat them.
Yeah, that's the point, team. It's not just Dean Barker versus Jimmy Spittle, is it? I mean, there are 16 others on the boat, each boat.
Absolutely. No, it is very much the way the combination comes together, because you can turn the boat all you want, but if the guys aren't sort of thinking the same thing as you, it's not necessarily going to be a great ending.
Are you surprised, having come out of this battle, that it's Luna Rossa and not BMW Oracle you're up against?
Well, that's probably a good question for you guys. I'm sure you all had sort of ideas on who's going to get through, but it was two very strong teams going head-to-head, and I think it was a momentum thing in the end where Luna Rossa were just nailing the start, first shift, and when you're not leading round marks, it's very, very hard to win races. And in our races with the Spanish, the two they won, we didn't lead round either of those or any of those marks in those two races, and try as best we couldn't pass them. So as you get up against better and better teams, it's going to be harder again to pass. So I think it's really showing that there's huge emphasis on the start, first cross, and the weather call.
Do you think that?
How do you feel your own starts are going?
Certainly looking to work on improving my starting over the next few days, and I think we've had a balance of sort of good starts and a couple that have been not quite so good, and the big thing has been able to sort of try and not have the bad starts that have thrown in there. It's consistency.
Do you think Luna Rossa have actually improved and lifted their game, though, apart from quite obviously Jimmy Spittle's breathtaking starting?
I think Chris probably summed it up in the press conference a couple of days ago. He is probably the best person to sort of gauge that, having raced against them, and they were only full of praises for the way they've improved in a number of different areas. And until we really, study all the racing that's been going on, it's very hard to comment on it.
What can you do now? Have you got any hardware changes you're going to do, even if you don't tell us about them?
We're certainly, it's not out of the question for us to look at a couple of changes, but we'd just take stock of where we're at, where we think they are, and then we'll make some decisions from there.